Praise God. Thank you for those that have come out to pray with us this evening here in New York City, and also for those that are joining us online live from around the world. We praise God for you. We thank God for you, and you are aware, as we are, that we are living in a very, very dark moment of history right now. I got a bulletin from India today requesting prayer. There's a renewed persecution of Christian people in India, and there's even suggestion that in certain parts of India, laws are about to be passed that will give people an option to either convert to Hinduism or face the consequences. This is what we're living, this kind of an hour we're living in now. There's confusion, there's lawlessness breaking out, in, especially in this country, not in an unprecedented manner, but in a manner perhaps unprecedented in our generation. But I was led today to a passage of Scripture that I want to share with you before we take a moment to worship God tonight and before we take a moment to pray together. And it's from Acts chapter 16. It's the story of Paul and Silas in what would be considered a very dark moment in their lives, where they were simply transformed by the power of God. And they were trying to bring that message to a generation that largely, not exclusively, but largely didn't want to hear that message. And the society, that the authorities in society decided to punish them. And the Scripture says they put them into the, they laid many, they beat them severely, and they threw them into prison, and they commanded the jailer to keep them secure. Which is always what this fallen world will try to do to the testimony of Christ, to beat down those that live for Him, love Him, have a message about Him and from Him, to try to beat that message down, put it away in a place where it can't escape, and then give people charge to keep that message securely quietened and put away from public sight. And the jailer, it says, having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. And I think this is a message for those of us that are afraid of the day that we're living in and those that are struggling and suffering yourself. Paul and Silas were struggling. They were suffering. Life was not going overly well in the physical sense for them. They were in pain. They had been beaten. They were being falsely accused. They were accused of doing something evil when they were, according to the Word of God, doing something good. And they had every reason to complain. They had every reason to be down, discouraged, defeated. It was dark. They had every reason to compromise, give up, turn away from the commission that had been set before them, plea bargain to get out of there and promise to be quiet. They had every reason to do these things. But at midnight, which is the darkest part of the night, midnight, the Bible speaks about midnight frequently. Midnight, the spirit of death passed over the land of Egypt. Midnight, says the shipmen in Acts 27, began to measure the depth of the ocean, and they realized that they were heading to an unknown shore, and they cast anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Midnight was the time Jesus said, a cry came into people's hearts, behold the bridegroom, go out to meet him. And those that were wise were prepared, and those that weren't had no oil in their lamps. They couldn't see, couldn't understand the times. They could not see the hand of God in anything around them. Midnight, the Bible speaks conclusively about midnight. And it was at midnight, and here's what Paul and Silas chose to do. In the midst of their own pain and their own struggle, they began to pray. And they began to sing hymns to God. They began to worship and pray. Amazing. You can make a choice that can shake hell tonight if you choose to. You can focus on your own struggles and sing about your misery. You can focus on your own trial. You can make it the focus of all your crying tonight. And there's a measure of that, of course, that is necessary. But there's a time in history when you and I have to step outside of ourselves, our own struggles, our own trials, and we begin to pray and begin to sing. Now, I don't know what their prayers were, but I think it went something like this. Oh God, you are God of the heavens and your God of the earth, who by the mouth of your servant David once said, why do the heathen rage and the kings of the earth imagine a vain thing? For they got together, the kings of Israel and those that religiously led God's people at that time, and the Gentiles and Pilate and all the rest of them. All they can do is what your hand has permitted before they were even created and allowed them to do. But they must have prayed something similar to that, and they began to sing. I have no doubt they sang about the victory of God. I have no doubt that their songs were, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Now, of course, they didn't sing that one. They didn't have that yet, but they had the thought of that within them. I have no doubt his truth is marching on. I have no doubt. They looked like they were in the worst of possible positions, didn't they? They looked like it was all over. They looked like they were defeated. It was finished. What were they going to do? They couldn't even get up and walk. Their feet were in stocks. Their backs were beaten. They were in the deepest, darkest part of a hopeless place. But they made a choice. I'm talking to you tonight that are on the internet. They made a choice. They chose to pray and believe God. They chose to sing songs of victory. They chose to say, hey, this is not over yet. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He sits at the right hand of Almighty God. He is in control of the heavens and the earth. These leaders, these men, these ones who threaten us are not in control. Christ is in control. And when they began to pray and when they began to praise, the prisoners, it says, were listening to them. People are waiting to see what the church of Jesus Christ is really made of. Are we just a bunch of blowhards with another opinion on things? Or do we really know the living God? People wandering in our streets, people living in isolation at home, people living hopeless, suicidal lives right now are now looking to the church of Jesus Christ. There are people online tonight that are thinking about committing suicide. I know it. I've been reading it today. They're online. They're with us right now, and they're waiting to see what we're going to do. Do we have hope? Do we live in power? Do we have victory? Is there a way out of darkness? The prisoners were listening. And by God's grace, I believe this is the finest hour for the Church of Jesus Christ in America. It's time for us to rise up and begin to praise God again. It's time for us to begin to pray again. It's time for us to begin to declare the victory of the cross again. It's time for us to begin to believe for ourselves and for others. At midnight, they were praying and singing hymns, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. I'm reminded of the earthquake that happened immediately when Jesus said, "It is finished," and gave up the ghost on the cross. There was an earthquake. Hell was shaken. The foundations of captivity were being broken. And it says there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. This was a big earthquake. This was an established prison. The walls were thick. The foundations were deep. But the earthquake was so profound that it moved the walls and literally broke the doors, I believe, off their hinges. And immediately it says all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. In other words, when God's people began to praise, when God's people began to believe him, there was a shaking in the spiritual realm that destroyed the foundation of captivity and gloom and hopelessness and defeat. Doors began to open. The people weren't yet free, but they could be free. The way to freedom was made, and the chains fell off of people's hands. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing that the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. He's a man who found his hope in something other than God. And when he saw what gave him his identity and what gave him a sense of security crumbling through his fingers, he felt that his life was over. His purpose was lost. His future was finished. But you see, we're not called just to pray, and we're not called just to sing. But Paul did a third thing. It says, Paul called out with a loud voice, "Do yourself no harm." We're all here. In other words, you've not lost anything. But there's something here that you've been looking for all your life. You think everything is lost. It isn't lost. You just don't know yet what's happening here. And then it says the prison keeper called for a light. I believe people are going to do that in this generation. They're going to call for light. They're going to come to you. They're going to come to the house of God. Listen to me. There's some of you listening online tonight. You're addicted. You're suicidal. You're depressed. You're down. You can't get any lower. But there's a day coming when people around you are going to call for the light that is in you. I'm telling you this on the authority of Jesus, what he did on the cross for you. They're going to call for a light and they're going to come in. They're going to say, "We're hearing what you're saying. We want to see it now for ourselves." So he called for a light and he ran in and he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. The cry of my heart is, oh God, bring back a day quickly now when people will come back into your house. But they can't come into the house of God for some foolish program. They can't come into the house of God to listen to jokesters in the pulpit. They can't come into the house of God for prayerless, worshipless, and speechless people. No, we have to have a prayer, we have to have a song, and we have to have a word, and we have to have light. But I'm telling you on the authority of God's word tonight that God is willing to give this to us. If we're willing to receive it, he's willing to give it. He didn't die to go back to the right hand of all authority to fold his arms and withhold from us until we get the song right. No, he died to give us everything that heaven has, to give us a testimony of the reality of who he is. That's why he died. Thank God for the knowledge of this. He fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and I believe that we will live to see again as we did on 9/11 in this church. People literally came in this church and fell down trembling. I remember nights when people were kneeling in these aisles and I had to ask them to stop kneeling in these aisles. They were creating a fire hazard. They fell down trembling because there was a word here. There was life here. There was a song here. There was light here. There was faith here. There was hope here. There was a vision here for the future. And he brought them out and he said, "What must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. I believe this man's children saw such a radical change in their father that they came to the conclusion there must be a God. This jailer was most likely a godless man. And he was a harsh man. You don't go to a prison as a keeper as he was and with the cruelty that they would inflict and then come home and be kind and benevolent. He was most likely the very same thing he was at home, that he was on the job. But suddenly this man, the men he used to beat, he's now washing their backs. And his children are seeing such tenderness because Christ had come into his life, that immediately all of his family believed. And I believe when there's a conversion, there's a radical transformation comes into the heart. It's not a religion. It's a relationship with the living God. And that relationship brings about a transformation. And this is where we are now. It's midnight, folks. It's midnight. So what are we going to do? Are we going to complain? Are we going to pray? Are we going to mourn? Are we going to sing? Are we going to be quiet, or are we going to cry out? Are we going to live in darkness, or are we going to put it off and live in light? We have a choice to make now. We all have a choice. You listening to me online, you have a choice. You can join this prayer meeting and grieve the rest of your life if you want, or you can get up and get out because Christ won the victory for you. Do you understand? And for the men that are listening to me tonight, I say to you with a loving heart, for the sake of God, get up and be a man. For the sake of God, put away the drugs, put away the pornography, put away the alcohol, put away the selfishness, put away the cowardice, and get up and for God's sake, be a man. Stand as a man. Stand in your community. Stand in your family. Stand in your church. Stand on your job. And be a man of God. This generation needs fathers. This generation requires men and women of God again. It's time for you and I to take our place in society. It's time to stand up and be counted. It's time to speak. It's time to pray. It's time to praise. It's time to give God glory. It's time to live in the light. It's time. There's a call going out now across the nation. And it's not coming just through us. It's coming through from many avenues now. It's time to pray. It's time for you and I to give glory to God again. It's time to say, God, take my life and raise me up out of the dust and use my life for your glory. Jesus, Son of God, take me through every place I need to go and give me everything I need to possess. Make me other than what I am. Do it so radically that those who knew me in my community will be stunned. They will be confounded. They'll be brought to their knees and say, what must I do to be saved? For only God could have done this in your life. That's why the Lord has waited now until you're as weak as you are, until your situation is as hopeless as it is. Because it's in our weakness that he is glorified. It's in our nothingness that he becomes everything. It's in our captivity he becomes our freedom. It's in our blindness that he becomes our sight. It's in our powerlessness that the power of God begins to be manifested so that no flesh can glory in his presence. I'm simply not willing to live my life in powerless prayer meetings. And neither should you be. It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ to rise to her feet again. It's time for us to pray in faith. It's time for us to sing in faith. It's time for us to cry out in faith. It's time for us to live in the light by faith. It's time for you and I to be part of the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's time to get oil, my friend. It's time for you and I to say, behold the bridegroom. Do you see him? I see him. Can you see him? Can you see him? Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty, unmatchable name of the Son of God, Father, we come to your throne tonight. And I ask you, Lord God, from the depths of my heart, to raise up your church. Raise up your people. Raise up a testimony of who you are. God, we confess to you that we've failed in this. Our nation is crumbling because we've allowed the testimony of who you are to diminish. And we've presented a false image of you. But God, you're a God of mercy. And even though it's midnight, and we might appear to be defeated, and our voices have been silenced, we can choose to pray. And we can choose to sing, and we can choose to give you glory. We can choose to call out to this generation. You gave Jonah mercy, and even though he fled from you, you called him again, and you brought him back to his original calling. You let the prodigal son go until he exhausted himself and smelled like a pig, and then you let him come home, and you embraced him. So we see your heart in Scripture, and I know that you're willing to revive us again. I know it, God, with all my heart. I ask you to break down that which weakens us. Break down the divisions, God, in your church that cause us to be a body that is fragmented in a dry valley. Give us a love one for another. Give us an understanding, oh God, that none of us are unique. We all are part of a large body called the body of Jesus Christ. There's no big players and no little ones. We're all necessary. The body moves by that which every joint supplies. That's what your word says. So give us a love for our brothers and break down the pride of denominationalism. God Almighty, give all of us a towel and a basin and the power to wash each other's feet. But, oh, God, raise us up again. I pray for the men and women who are listening online tonight, sitting alone at home, don't know how they're going to live through another day. I say in my heart, that's a good place to be because now Jesus can raise you from the dead. Now he can sit you at the table and people will come to hear the story of what God did for you. Oh, God, give these men and women faith. Oh, Jesus, give us the power to sing. Let there be songs of praise sung in this country from coast to coast. Raise us up again, oh God. And Father, we believe that you will, and we thank you for it with all of our heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So now it's time to stand up and sing. Faith. We're going to sing by faith. We're going to believe God that the words that we sing tonight are real words in our heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the prisoners heard them. The prisoners heard them. There are people online tonight, folks. Here, listen to me, Times Square Church. There are people online that are in prison tonight. There are people who are literally in prison tonight. Some of those that live in isolation and solitary confinement are given an iPad. One man texted in recently and said, I'm in isolation. People tell me there is no hope for me. Is that true? He was in our prayer meeting with us several months ago. How are you going to sing tonight? Tell me, how are you going to sing tonight? By faith. Say it again. By faith we're going to sing. By faith. By faith we're going to rise up. By faith we're going to believe God. By faith we're going to shout to the throne of God. By faith we're going to believe God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, God. Praise God. We're going to pray in faith tonight. We're going to believe God for freedom, for people who need freedom. Now, the Lord's been doing marvelous things. He's been answering prayer, and I really encourage you to go to the website. It's timetopray.org and read the answers to prayer, because God is really answering people. It's just phenomenal. Let me give you some examples from Brooklyn. Gloria, I submitted a prayer request for Ivan, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and doctors did not expect him to live past Thanksgiving. He is home, stable, and he accepted Jesus as his Lord. Thank God. From New Jersey, Sherry writes in today and says, a gift from God. My daughter left my life years ago. Last night I cried, oh God, I miss her so. Today I got a card. She's thinking of me and loves me and got Christmas flowers. Jesus, you're bringing her home. Thank God. From Suriname, thank you, Times Square Church, for praying for Shaquille. He gave his life to Christ and is very faithful to the church. He wants to make music for the Lord. All glory to God, and God bless Times Square Church. This is from Maria Joanna here in New York City. 4 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with ALS. Incurable, fatal, given 6 months to 2 years to live. On the 18th of December, more diagnostics, no evidence of ALS, motor neuron disease. Hallelujah. The doctors are dumbstruck. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Times Square Church. And so this is a sample of what the Lord is doing. Folks, God is answering prayer. That's why it's time to pray. That will be the testimony of the church in this generation. Here's New York City. I ask God to take away my constant thoughts of suicide. I'm here at Times Square Church this evening and need prayer and God's mercy. Do you have the courage tonight to raise your hand wherever you are? God bless you. Okay, we're going to pray for you. We're going to believe God for you. You will not commit suicide. The devil has planted that thought in your mind because God has something in store for you. Praise God. You will not. Glory to God. The men that are around you are going to lay hands on you tonight. As we pray, they're going to believe God. We believe that that thought's going to be gone. And thank you for having the courage to raise your hand tonight. From Brooklyn, Christopher, how can I know for sure that I'm saved? Where is the changed heart I prayed for? What does it mean to trust Jesus? Please pray for understanding. I'm so sad. Well, Christopher, if you're online tonight, I think you've heard some of the answers to your questions. And so now it's a matter of taking hold of it by faith and rising up and believing it. You just get up and walk out of your prison tonight. You walk out of there. Sri Lanka, this has been the darkest day of my life. So weary, please pray. The Lord answer now with a mighty deliverance. Lord, how I wait for you. U.S., my dad is drinking a lot with his girlfriend, and I don't feel safe around my grandpa. Please pray. I'm assuming that's a young girl. We're going to pray and believe for victory in that situation. Remember that. Pray for that father. Pray for the girlfriend. Pray for the grandpa. That God get a hold of this family. Helsinki, Finland. I'm tired and full of pain. I don't know how I'm going to survive this Christmas. I'm pretending to be okay among my family members. Please pray for me. New Brunswick, Canada. Please pray for those who grieve for their home churches and the direction in which they're going and who are not sure whether they should stay or leave. Tell you folks that are online tonight, I know what you're going through. I get a lot of the letters here. If you have to, serve as long as you possibly can. But if it gets to the point where you feel in good conscience you can't stay there anymore, then just start a prayer meeting and begin to pray. I don't know what else to tell you. Get together people who love God and begin to pray and start reaching out into your community and let the Lord take it from there. Suggest to your pastor maybe that you could lead a prayer meeting in the church and do everything you can. Go around that tree and dig down as deep as you can to the roots and do everything you can to be a blessing. But if it becomes intolerable, I understand there are certain times that you just simply can't associate with it anymore. But we're going to pray that God give you wisdom, those of you in New Brunswick, Canada. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm a burned out worship leader and I'm in a dark and a lonely place. I'm longing to see his face and hear his voice. I'm weary of living in my own strength. You sound like the person I talked about, the jailer tonight, who is just in a dark place. But I'm trusting tonight that as we pray that God will bring you out and show you that you've not lost anything at all. Nothing is lost. Everything is still there. The gifts, the calling of God are without repentance in your life. You just lost sight of the Lord, that's all. And you get tired. God will help you. Illinois, I'm about to give up. I've submitted almost weekly requests since January. My Christian family is more broken than ever. I need a miracle. We're going to believe for you tonight in Illinois that you'll get your miracle tonight. New York, a total healing and salvation needed for Ann, devastated by breast cancer and in deep depression. Pray for mercy. My family needs a home. This is somewhere in the U.S. Please pray for someone to have compassion on us. Delhi, India. I really need a miracle. Life has become hopeless with no spirit for living. I'm in depression. No promises of God came true in my life. Please pray, Times Square Church. That's a plea for us tonight for this person in India. Jamaica, New York. I want a divorce from my husband of 11 years. My marriage is so empty in every way, and I'm tired of being depressed and feeling unloved. Gene, we're going to pray for you tonight. We're going to believe God that for a miracle. We're not going to ask him for a way out. We're going to ask him for a way in for you, into your husband's heart, and for your husband's heart to unlock and for God to make your marriage what he intended it to be. Again, New York City, please pray that God will help me during the holiday season. The loneliness I feel is making me want to spiral back into a pit of depression. Colorado, my daughter, 16, is acting out of a lifetime of rejection. She has no known father, immoral relations, addictive, anxiety, shame. She does love God. Please, Lord, help. That's a distraught mother, I'm assuming. Texas, I'm in a very bad rental situation. The landlord is inappropriate and I have nowhere to go. I'm looking for work. I have no one to protect me. We're going to pray that Jesus come and show you that he is your protector tonight. Texas, again, pray for a miracle of employment. I lost my job. Bills are coming in. I'm overwhelmed. I don't have anyone to turn to. New York, Jesus, I pray day and night. I'm on new meds to help me with chronic anxiety. Please save me from this. It's destroying me. Please, Jesus, save me. Arkansas, pray for a good friend of mine that she won't go under. She's unemployed, looking for work, needs help with car payments, rent, and food. New York, pray God will help me. I get lonely around the holidays and my birthday is near. I'm single in a rut. I need a miracle. Again, Alaska, pray for me. I need healing. I never knew my dad. I'm a dad. My grandfather was abusive. I want to be a Christian man who is free. Georgia, pray for my marriage and my husband's salvation. I wake up and my husband is on the phone with other women every night after 29 years of marriage. I'm trying to stay. We're going to believe for a miracle in your situation. Astoria, New York. I'm feeling so discouraged waiting for my green card. My car broke down and I'm left with no money to enjoy Christmas. I'm so alone. The U.S., pray that Jesus will help me and my daughter not to go under. I lost my job. U.S., pray for my daughter who's suicidal and alone. New York, Wendy, pray for me. Seems like new meds aren't working with my anxiety. I'm so bad, I'm going crazy. I feel like giving up. Jesus, help. London, UK, please pray for peace of mind as I've been suicidal. I need direction, guidance, and results in my home, my family, my life, my health. Chicago, Illinois, pray that God will finally do a miracle and straighten my life in every aspect. I'm hopeless, lonely, and depressed. I'm tired of praying. Thanks. That's from Chicago. Folks, you can see that what we do tonight, these people, most of these, many of these are online with us right now. And remember when Paul and Silas prayed and sang, prisoners heard it. And the foundation began to be shaken. The doors were opened and everyone's bands fell off. I'm believing God because these situations are beyond us, but not beyond the God that we serve. And so we're going to pray and we're going to believe God with all of our hearts tonight. So please, if you'd form a circle of four or five people around you, remember our brother here, please, gentlemen, lay your hands on him and pray. We're going to believe for that spirit of depression to be broken and suicide. Pray. Pray out loud. Pray with a fervent heart. Pray with faith. Pray believing. Pray against depression, loneliness, suicide, poverty. Pray for miracles to begin to happen in marriages and homes. Let's believe God together tonight. Let's stand. Let's truly believe Him. Taina, would you come, please, and lead us? She's behind you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, sometimes we don't have any words, God, but Lord, you hear the cry. Lord God, you hear the cry of the people, oh God. Lord, you hear people, Lord, who are so lonely, Father. Lord, you hear the hearts of the people, Lord, who have thoughts of suicide. We say that in the name of Jesus, touch them tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you would put your hands on people, Lord God, in such a way, Lord, that you would move by the power of your spirit, that you would bring people out of the pit tonight, Lord God. Lord, tonight is the night, Lord, where you said that you set people free, Lord God. Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus, tonight would be a night of freedom, that tonight would be a night of healing, that tonight would be a night of deliverance, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for marriages that are falling apart, Lord God, that you would heal, Lord. Lord God, that you would rip up the divorce papers, Jesus, oh God. Lord, that you would heal to the uttermost. That's your heart, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that your heart is for the people, Lord. That's why we're here, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you hear the cry, Lord. Lord, you hear the cry, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would take everything that the devil takes for evil and turn it for good, Lord. Lord, I pray that people would be set free tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray that people who are alone would find friendship and love by the body of Christ, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that people who are sick, Lord, even as you gave that praise report, that there would be no report of sickness, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you hear, Father. Lord, I pray for the young people tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, that people in the colleges, oh God, Lord, young people who are killing themselves, that you would go into the dorm rooms, oh God, that you would take the drugs, Lord God, that you would take, Lord, the pills, oh God, that you would take the confusion, Jesus. Lord, tonight is a night of freedom in the name of Jesus. Lord, tonight is a night of healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that tonight you would mark this day in your book, Lord. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your name is above every name. Lord, I thank you that your name is above every name, Lord God. Your name is above depression, Lord. Depression must bow, God. Lord, I thank you that you are the healer and that you are the restorer, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that you can do it in your name. Lord, I thank you for the report, Lord. I thank you for what you're going to do, Father. I thank you that you're good, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would that we would mark this day, Lord God, and that we would hear the praise report. Lord, pull people out, Lord God. Pull people out, Father God, of pits that are so deep, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. Thank you that you're good, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that your heart is for the people. Thank you that you want to heal to the uttermost, oh God. Thank you that you're willing to do it, Lord God. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Jesus. You're faithful, Father, and your name is great. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Hallelujah. Keep praying. Keep praying, folks. Keep praying till we get the breakthrough. No, keep praying. Don't stop. Keep praying.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for these people right now, and thank you for your presence, Lord. Lord, I just lift up those to you that want you, Lord Jesus. They don't know how, and they don't know what to even say or who to go to, Lord Jesus. And I pray that each one of us in here, when we leave this room, will be a light in the darkness, Jesus, that you would speak through us supernaturally, Lord. Even when we don't know what's happening, Lord Jesus, oh, be with us, Lord, and help us to shine for you, Lord, and encourage those, Lord Jesus. When we meet someone and we know, Lord, help us listen to the Spirit inside of us, Jesus, to help those that are hurting, Lord, to know that you love them. And please, Lord Jesus, wrap your arms around those that are hurting and lost, Lord. They want you, and they don't know how to find you, but you will find them, Lord Jesus, because you are not lost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, please. I pray for those that want you, Lord Jesus. All of these people that have written in, we hear their pain, Lord. We've been there. We know what it feels like, Jesus, and we know what you've done in our lives, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for sending your Son for us. Jesus, we love you, Lord. And we pray that you'll do a miracle in their lives like you've done in each and every one of ours, Lord Jesus. And we lift them up to you, Lord. And we believe you with faith that this will happen, Lord Jesus. We love you. We thank you. And to you we give all the glory, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to break every bondage, break every chain, break every shackle. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Break everything, oh, God, that has held your people in captivity and bondage. Break the despair. Break the depression. Break the suicide, drug addiction, alcohol, selfishness, fornication. Oh, God, break it all. Break it all. Oh, God, break it all. Break it all, Lord Jesus Christ. Break it all. Destroy the destroyer tonight. Destroy the destroyer. Destroy the destroyer. Destroy the power of darkness. Destroy it, Jesus. Let your victory be made known. My God, my God, my God. Let there be a shout of victory in people's hearts tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let them stand to their feet and say, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Jesus Christ has set me free. Let that be the testimony of God. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We give you glory. You are God. Besides you, there is none other. There's no other name. At your name, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that you are Lord. Everything of darkness must bend its knee and confess that you are Lord. God, we thank you for this, Lord, with all of our heart. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Thank you for victory. Thank you, God. Bless your holy name tonight, Lord. We thank you for victory. We thank you for victory. We praise you for victory, Lord. We bless you, God. We bless you for New York City. We bless you, God, for victory. We bless you, Lord God, for breathing on this city. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 I can feel the freedom. God Almighty. God Almighty. I had a wonderful testimony given to me on Sunday. We prayed for the police officers of this city at the end of our meeting last Tuesday night. We prayed for safety. And tragically, throughout the week, you are aware of what happened. For those that are online, too, police officers were assassinated sitting in their vehicles. But there was a lady from this church who went out Tuesday night and did what I asked the congregation to do. She saw a young policeman on the sidewalk on the way home, and she just walked up to him and said, I just want you to know I just came from a prayer meeting, and our church is praying for your family, praying for your safety. And he burst out crying. And then she walked over to a car. She saw a squad car, and there were two officers in the car, and she said the same thing to them. And they were profusely thankful, deeply appreciative that we prayed for their safety. And folks, we're not on the, at least I'm not on the political side of anything that's going on. I'm on the side of God. And God's side is that all men live in peace with each other and be saved. God's side in these issues is, blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. That's God's side. You and I are to be catalysts for good. We can make a difference. And I want to challenge you again, when you walk into the streets, not just police officers, but young people that you see on the corners in your neighborhood that maybe look like they're a little bit lost, walk up to them and say, I want you to know I prayed for you. Prayed for you. I was at a prayer meeting. We care about you. Care about your future. Let it be for all people, not just a select few, but for all people, that we are salt. We are light. We're called to bring the savor of, what would Jesus do if he were in you, which he is supposed to be if you're a Christian? What would he do? What would he speak? What would he have to say to people he met in the streets? Where would he be walking? That's what you and I have to consider now. We're called to be a catalyst for good. We're not called to take sides. We're called to be a catalyst for good. And I pray God with all my heart that we will be that in this church, you and I, in the days ahead of us.
Recently, someone very, very close to me had the devastating news of cancer. And when she was facing all alone something very, very devastating and thought, is this going to be the end of my life, or will I lose a breast? Well, how disfiguring will it be? The Lord spoke a word to her, and this word was this. He said to her, I am for you. I am for you. And she said that when he said that word to her, that even if she was facing death, that word, I am for you, was true. And even if she was facing something very debilitating, that word, I am for you, was completely true. And it brought her such peace. It brought her that I am for you. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. I am for you. And that it gave her such strength that when she went through facing what she had to face, people went, how do you face it? Where do you get this joy? Because this word, she knew it was true. I am for you. And tonight I am burdened for those that, like a young woman I know facing a very severe case of MS in Canada, the Lord says, I am for you. those that are facing debilitating diseases, the Lord is saying, I am for you. And I feel like tonight that's what the Lord's word for us. And for those that don't, can maybe even online, and you're saying, I'm in a very dry place. And I had such a witness what Pastor Carter was saying. Please receive this word, even though you're in a very hard place and no matter what you are facing, the Lord says tonight, I am for you and I am your way forward. And I felt that freedom in that room because as we started to pray and on the screen, it looked like one hopeless situation after another, one painful place after another, one place of just complete loneliness and seemingly be overcome by the darkness. This word found me and I began to pray and I think, thank you, Lord, no matter what we are facing, you are for us. You are for us. You are for us. And I just know that when God's people, God's going to give us strength tonight to pray for people in impossible places because he is for us. He is going to break up the darkness because he is for us. He is going to give us, and people that have no hope, we're going to be given strength to pray and believe for them because he is for us and he will break up the depths. The enemy doesn't have the last word. And I feel like the Lord is saying tonight, fear not because I am for you and I am with you and I am your way forward. And you can confidently believe that. And no matter what situation we face, the truth of it is I am for you is what the Lord says. And it changes everything. And the enemy is a liar. And he does not have the last word in these situations. So I'm just going to ask you if you will pray with me in this moment. I just ask you, maybe there is a situation that you know in your family circle, in your places of work, people that you know. Would you just stand with me, please? And you've come tonight. And the word of the Lord is for us. The Lord is for us. The Lord is for us. No matter what we face, he is for us. And the people that we are praying for, he is for them. And I pray God give us a good word for people that are facing impossible situations because it is the truth. That when we pray, he hears us, the Lord is for us. And the enemy is not going to have the last word. And we're going to have a good word in our mouth that's going to be able to dispel the fear and break up the power of the lie and break up the desolation and break up because God is not finished with this world. He is for his people. And in us and through us, he's going to do something. And we've come tonight with a purpose because God is for us and he's going to hear us. So I just ask you now, just put that situation in front of your mind, but we just lift it up to the Lord, the God who is for us and the God who is with us, the God who this Christmas hears us and who has given us the gift of his son, who is ruling and reigning even now. And I thank you, Lord, that we can come in your great name and we can say, Lord, for every impossible place tonight, we lift up these situations to you and we declare that you are good and that you are God and that you are greater and that you are stronger. And we come in the mighty name of Jesus, before whose name everything must bow. Despair must bow. Suicide must bow. Illness must bow. Lord, send your spirit upon people in impossible places and let them know that you are for them. You are for them. It is a mighty word. And you have not given up on us, even though we deserve it. You have not turned your back on us, even though, Lord, we have forgotten you. You love us in because, Lord, you are patient and you are long-suffering. You still strive with us and you still break through to say, do not believe the lie, for I am for you. And, Lord, I thank you that it's going to give us strength to keep coming to you and to keep believing you, that you, Lord, will do a miracle, that you, Lord, will break up the foundations of darkness, that you, Lord, will intervene, that, Lord, you will break through, that, Lord, you will be the light light in the darkness, that, Lord, you will be the salvation of many, that you will be the deliverer of those that are cast down, that you will reveal yourself and redeem hundreds of thousands, that you will visit our young in the streets supernaturally, oh God, because you are for this city. You have many in this city, oh God, and you are beginning to stir us to cry out for you. And I thank you, God, that you are for us. And so we come in this great name, your great name, because you are for us. You are going to answer the prayer of this in this sanctuary. And Lord, you are going to do something that amazes us. You're going to show up by your Spirit because we ask you to, because you are for us. Oh God, we are undeserving of such great mercy. We are undeserving of this great love, but it will not hold us back, oh God, from believing that you are for us and that you love us and that you are answering the prayer of even the impossible ones and the impossible places. We give you glory tonight, oh God. We give you praise tonight. You've touched so many this weekend, and you are touching so many tonight. And I thank you for what you're going to do, oh God. We will not stop asking you because you are for us, oh God. You are for us. And for that, we give you the praise and say we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. And everyone's chains fell off. Every prison door was open. Oh, God. Oh, God, let it be. Oh, God. Give us a season of mercy in this nation, oh God, in this city. And for those that are with us tonight around the world, let there be a season of great mercy. God Almighty, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to your holy name. Glory, glory to your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you. We bless you, oh God. Bless your holy name. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. And your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise your holy name. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, God. We praise you. Father, God, we bless you, Lord, tonight. Bless you for mercy. We bless you for grace. We bless you for your kindness. Bless you for your willingness to be walk with us, Lord. We bless you for your willingness to forgive us. Give us strength again and raise us up one more time for your namesake and for your glory. God, I thank you from the depths of my heart. Praise you, Lord, for the bondages of hell that have been broken tonight. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For those of us that are joining us from around the world, have your friends come with you and pray with us. I don't know where the Lord is leading us, but I do know that when He leads, good things happen. Miracles begin to happen. This is a marvelous day to be alive and to know God. And for those who feel like you're all alone tonight, you're not alone. You have a lot of people here in New York City tonight praying for you, believing God with you, standing with you in your situation. And if you belong to Jesus Christ, you're not alone. You're part of an incredible family of every kindred, every tongue, every tribe, every nation. We all belong together. And you're seeing that tonight. You got people who believe in Christ from India, from all over the place, coming in, Spain, Italy. Thank God we can come together to pray. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to turn the cameras around. And for those that are with us online, remember, we'll be back with you again next week. You can come in live Sunday morning and join us in our Sunday morning service. And we encourage you to do that too as well. If you are out there, send us a selfie. And is that the right? Whatever. Picture of your, if you're all alone, you got to take a selfie, right? And just let us know you're out there, and we'll post it on the itstimetopray.org website so that we can see you. We'd like to know who you are. So God bless you. From New York City, if we got the cameras turned around, we just wave. God bless you. We love you. See you next week. Live in victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.